We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Chanukah, Halacha Gimel. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh Bechinas HaHalel Shel Chanukah. And now also you could understand the Halel that we say on Chanukah. V'zeh Bechinas B'Hashem HaHalel Dovor, B'Lekim HaHalel Dovor, HaNemar B'Maimran Al, Shu Bechinas Sholoim, Shezeichin Aydei HaTorah, Shemegalenu Boinim Eim Ki HaKlipois, Aydei Kfiyas HaYetzer. Rabbeinu Zal explained in that chapter in Likutei Maran that these tzaddikim who are machnia their own ra completely, their own yetzahara completely, when they come into contact with anything that has good and bad in it, the ra is nichna before them, and the toiv comes forth. And the toiv is Torah. Ein toiv ela Torah. There's a pasuk that says that. So these tzaddikim reveal Torah and they build Torah. Rabbeinu Zal said over there, that's this oisei devoroi lishmoya bekoil devoroi. And Rabbeinu Zal said, these tzaddikim are in a state of sholoim, meaning when a person machlokes here means when a person serves Hashem sometimes and sometimes he doesn't. There are certain situations where he can be a good boy and there are certain situations where he can't be good, he can't be religious. Whereas the tzaddik is one who has gotten himself to a state of where he serves Hashem in all situations, in all circumstances. That's this B'Hashem HaHalel Dovor, B'Lekim HaHalel Dovor. Whether there's Yudke Vovke, which is Chesed, or Elekim, which is Din, he serves Hashem in both circumstances. Ki ze ikra HaHalel, ki shezoichen limtzei es Hashem Yisborach b'chol mokoyim, b'im b'tivoy, b'im b'akoy. Because that's the real Halel. The real Halel isn't when a person can praise Hashem just when things are going great for him. The real Halel is a person who can praise Hashem when things seem to be going wonderful and when things don't seem to be going wonderful. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Mehulol Ekra Hashem Umin Oivai Ivosheya. I call Hashem praiseworthy, and Hashem rescues me from my enemies. Meaning, even while I'm still surrounded by enemies, even when I'm still in battle, I'm praising Hashem. Bechinas min hametzar korosiko. In our tefillah of Hallel, we say, Hashem, we're calling out to you from the straits, you know, from a metzar, from a constriction. Which means that even while I'm in a metzar, I'm praising Hashem. Shezehu bechinas b'Hashem HaHalel Dovor b'Elokim HaHalel Dovor Shezeh ikra HaHalel Kanal. That's the concept of being able to praise Hashem whether things seem to be going great or they don't, which is the essence of Hallel. And this is one of the issues that Rabbeinu Zal mentions in that chapter in Likutei Maran, that this is one of the descriptions of a tzaddik, that the tzaddik is the one who is b'sholoim. By him it's always, he's always praising Hashem. There's no, it's not when things are going good, he's one way, and things aren't going good, it's the other way. By him, he's steady. V'zeh bechinas hatzdoko shenoyegem litein b'chanukah. Now Rabbi Nosson Zal is going to explain another custom of Chanukah based on the chapter Likutei Maran. The custom of giving tzedakah on Chanukah, where it's brought that the poor people go around collecting money, collecting tzedakah on Chanukah specifically. Ki ikaro ho anias chas v'sholem ho machmas his gabrus hayimei ra al yimei toiv. When a Jew is poor chas v'sholem, Rav Nosson Zal says, that's obviously a manifestation of the fact that upon that Jew, the yimei ra have overcome the yimei toiv. That Jew is going through a phase of yimei ra. Shehu bechinas pegimas halavona, which is symbolized by the defectiveness of the moon. Shemishom ho'anius, that's where poverty comes from. Shehu bechinas his gabrus sheva shnei orov al sheva shnei asovo chas v'shom. This is the concept of the dream of Paroi, which referred to seven good years and seven bad years, and that the seven bad years would be so bad, there'd be such famine, that it would eat up and destroy all the plentifulness that was able to be saved up from the seven good years. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, kol yemei oni roim. All the days of a poor person are ra. So we see that the Pasuk coins this term, yemei ra, referring to an oni. An oni is a person who's going through a phase of yemei ra. That lack of money is called yemei ra. Vezeh shenoisin stokoloni hu bechinas hatzadik. A Jew who gives charity to a poor person, that Jew is taking on an aspect of tzaddik. Bechinas tzaddik choinein v'noisein. Because there's a pasuk that says the tzaddik is the one who gives. So a Jew who is giving is a bechinas tzaddik. V'hu machnia hayemeira min oniv. And by giving the oni, by making the poor person less poor, you're lessening the power, the hold that the Yemei Ra has on him. V'nizgala b'chinas Yemei Toiv. And you're bringing forth the Yemei Toiv. B'chinas, as the Pasuk says, Toiv ish choinen umalve. That a person who is gracious and lends money to somebody else, he's called Toiv. Toiv ish choinen. Which, because he's strengthening the Yemei Toiv. He's lessening the Yemei Ra, the Anius, and he's strengthening the Yemei Toiv. And it says there, Yechalkel Devorov. This strengthens his words. Bechinas Oisei Devoroyanal. Rabbi Nizal, in that chapter in the Qutaman, when he spoke about the Tzadikim, he said that the Tzadikim are Oisei Devoroy. They create the Dvar Hashem. The Iker Hatstoko, who Litain Looni Hogun, Hoisek Betoiru Mitzvois. The highest level of Tzadoko is to give Tzadoko to a Talmud Chocham, to a person who is poor, who learns Torah and does mitzvahs. Lihiyois tamcheyoi raisa, to be a supporter of Torah. Ukishenois in loni kozeh. And when a Jew gives money, gives charity to a Talmud Chacham who is poor, who needs it, nimtzo shehu boine es ha-Torah mamesh alideh tzedakah shenois in loni. That person is literally building the Torah by giving this Talmud Chacham money. Ki hu masmich es ha-Talmud Chacham. He is supporting the Talmud Chacham, the Yochai Lasik Patoroi Dezeb, and giving him the ability to learn. Because when the Talmud Chacham was feeling the lack of money, that was definitely subtracting from his learning. Because the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, no tiki, no washi, no money, no Torah. There's no flour. If a person doesn't have parnosa, he can't learn. V'achshav, al yidei sheze noisen lo yitzdoka v'samech oisoy. Now, when another Jew comes along and gives him money and supports him, hu yochel lasek b'toira. Now, this Talmud Chacham can learn. Nimtza sheze oisek b'toira al yotoy. So that this Talmud Chacham is learning because of you, because of the money you gave him. Nimtza shu bechinas boines ha-Torah, so that the one who gives the tzedakah is mamish building Torah. This Talmud Chacham now is going to be, who couldn't learn before, or couldn't learn as well before, because he had the pressures of parnos on him, by you giving him tzedakah, you're giving him the ability to learn. And when he learns, he's building Torah. He's bringing forth chidushei Torah and everything. Dahainu hayemei toiv, that's this concept of yemei toiv. Shemegale mitoich hayemei ra, mitoich doiche koanias, shemchines yemei ra. That's bringing forth the yemei toiv from the yemei ra. Taking somebody from a state of poverty, which is yemei oni roin, and elevating him to Torah, giving him the ability to learn Torah, which is toiv, which is yemei toiv. Bechinas kol yemei oni roin kanal. V'alkein hu bechinas atzadik. Therefore, this person who gives tzedakah to such a person is an aspect of tzaddik. Shehu boine gam kenes ha-Torah, because the tzaddikim are also ones who build Torah. And this person is building Torah. Sayimei toiv, v'machnia mei ra kanal. V'alkein al yidei tzedakah zoiche lebechinas avo shebedaas, shu bechinas sisrei Torah. And therefore, through the tzedakah, the person is zoicha to the Ahavo Shebedas, which Rabbein has all said in that chapter in the Kodemar, is a concept of secrets of Torah. Shehu b'chinas oirois hatzachzach ischiyadua, which refers to a very high level of light. B'chinas, there's a pasuk that says, v'sofek lorev nafshecha, you will extend yourself to a person who's starving, aza yiboka kashachar oirecha, then your light will shine forth like the light of the morning star, and you will be nourished from the sparks of your nefesh. Referring to a level of light that's above the spheroids, a super high level of light. Kimishom Ikra Shefa, because that's the place that the main Shefa emanates from. Bebechinas Bonei Chayim Zaynalav B'Zchus HaTalim Elsa Kiyim B'Mazal HaTalim Elsa. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, that these three things, children, life, and parnosa, they are not based on zchus, they're not based on regular channels, they're based on the highest, highest source in heaven, the crown, the keser. Shehu HaMazal HaElyoin, which refers to the upper mazal. Note the word mazla is used there. Kim b'mazla, mazla, mem zayin lamed aleph, is bigimatria three times yudke vavke, which represents the gimel moichin, chochma bin adas. This is that ahavo shebedas, that highest level. Shehu b'chinas ahavo shebedas, b'chinas sisrei raisa, b'chinas oiraisa da'atikos timo kiedua, which refers to that highest level of Torah. And Rav Nosson Zal says, the person who gives tzedakah to a poor person, this person puts himself in that, he is that aspect of tzaddik choinen v'noisein, and he draws from where the tzaddik draws from. He draws from that place called Ahavo Shebedas.